We've talked about Islamic unity is not a tactic. It is a principle, Islamic principle, an established Islamic principle. And why and how do we say that? In the light of three sources. One is Quran itself. The other is the Ahadith of Ma'sumin. The third, and of course, the Sira. The third is the stance and the position of our Fuqaha, especially the Waliul Faqih, Imam Khamenei, right? We said that Islamic unity is what we need in today's time and age. Those who do not have the knowledge of what Islamic unity is all about, it's our duty as Muballighin to explain it to them, that it's not conformity in terms of your aqaid. It's not conformity in terms of your fiqh. It's not conformity between the two schools of thought in terms of history. We don't have to buy into your historical narrative to be united, right? These are the things that need to be explained. No, we're not talking about giving up our aqidah and our belief. We're not saying, you know, change the history. We're not saying we never talk about, you know, Hazrat Zahra, the oppression done on the imams. None of that is the case. Islamic unity is achievable while we believe in all these things. And this is something we have to, inshallah, as a Muballigh of Islam, feel a responsibility and burden on our shoulder so we can pave the way for the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, who's the Imam of the humanity, not just the Muslim Ummah, let alone the Imam of just the few Shias. He's the Imam of the creation. So we have to start thinking big, inshallah, and pave the way for the reappearance of our master, Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Please recite as-salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.